KSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says Israel and Hamas agreeing to the, quote, first phase of his peace plan to pause the fighting and release at least some of the hostages and prisoners. He adds this means all of the hostages could be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed-upon line. Those are the first steps, he says, toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. As the government shutdown drags on, there's an increase in air travel delays.
Air traffic controllers are federal workers whose jobs are deemed critical, and they're expected to keep working without a paycheck. Some have started calling out sick. A travel industry analyst says the risk of significant disruptions is growing by the day. The Federal Aviation Administration reports staffing issues at airports and control centers in several large cities.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. And there is a plan to furlough IRS employees.
The IRS will furlough nearly half of its workforce as part of a new contingency plan following the failure of the Trump administration and Congress to reach a funding agreement, leading to a second week of a government shutdown. The IRS says that most of its operations are currently closed. The IRS initially planned to stay open using funds from the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, but now only about half of the IRS's 75,000 employees will remain working. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Canadian official says Prime Minister Mark Carney raising the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project during his White House meeting with President Trump earlier in the week. Canadian company pulled the plug on it 4 years ago after the government failed to persuade then-President Joe Biden to reverse his cancellation. This is SRN News. Well, Christians all around the world are celebrating William Tyndale, the legendary Bible translator, died just recently and marks the 500th anniversary of his first publication.
22 chapters of the Gospel according to Matthew. For the first time, common people in England were able to read the scriptures in their own language. Tyndale was under constant threat from the authorities for his English translations, and he ended his life by being convicted of heresy and executed in 1536.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. The stakes in Supreme Court elections in Pennsylvania next month are very much like those in Washington last spring. Partisan control of the highest court in a crucial presidential swing state. In November, Pennsylvania voters will decide whether three state Supreme Court justices should keep their seats. They're all Democrats. This is SRN News. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty on a charge of lying to Congress. Correspondent Alana Durkin-Richard.
This kicks off what we expect is going to be a legal battle over these charges. Comey's defense lawyers suggested at the hearing today that they're going to seek to have the charges dismissed before trial by arguing that it was a vindictive prosecution brought at the direction of President Trump.
And she adds that Comey's attorneys argue it is a politically motivated prosecution.
He sat quietly throughout the brief hearing, flanked between his lawyers, while the defense and the prosecutors worked out logistics, including setting a trial date for January 5th. Comey didn't really speak during the hearing other than to thank the judge when the judge informed him of the charges against him and of his legal rights.
The first wife of the late Senator Ted Kennedy has died. Joan Bennett Kennedy was 89. More details at srnnews.com.